Time to get after it. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. Welcome to the show, you guys. Looking at a high of 73 today with sun. We will take that for the 23rd of October. When your social battery is drained, it's probably better to stay home. Well, not in your case.
I know.
I don't know what you were thinking.
I was in this situation, and I feel like the older we get, the more we no longer experience as much as we do FOMO as it is JOMO, the joy of missing out. You know what I mean?
Huge JOMO guy.
Big JOMO guy. Huge. And last night, I had our monthly bunko that I do with my girlfriends.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Who's hosting?
It was down in Canandaigua. And it was a spooky bunko night, Halloween themed, all of the good vibes.
All the things.
And you know what? It's fun. Bunko is very fun. It's a little far for me just because I live up here and they're always doing it in Canandaigua, but...
Is the person hosting Bunko in charge of getting all the snacks, the food, drinks,
yes,
all that?
The prizes, because we all win prizes.
Oh, and prizes.
And I felt so, so ill yesterday because I got my flu shot and my COVID shot on Monday when I went to the doctor. And you know, when you get those vaccines, which you should be getting to protect yourself from getting deathly ill this winter... is you feel a little bit down bad.
It's draining.
So...
Basically, you have the flu for 24 hours.
Right. A little bit. And I got home yesterday. I felt like garbage. And I went to bed. And then I woke up around like 5. And I was like, you know, I should probably get up. I slept all day, which made me annoyed because it was such a nice day out. But I was thinking to myself, like, should I just skip it? Because I don't really have it in me. I'm not going to bring the appropriate vibes to the gathering.
No.
You know me. I'm all about vibes. I'm all about people who have good energy, who have good auras. And I know for a fact that I wasn't going to be my chipper,
right,
outgoing, bubbly, fun self.
Yeah. And listen, I've made this mistake myself, but I did it around a group of people I didn't know. I didn't want to be.
Impression.
I was having a bad day. I didn't want to be there. I didn't feel great. I showed up anyways because I want to be a team player.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you get like, you know, people have an image of you in their head.
Correct.
Like, oh, he's not really as funny in person.
Right.
He just seemed really down. Is he depressed? I don't want to deal with.
They just start sending you BetterHelp codes. It's like.
And I told myself, never again am I going to try and push through. It's not worth it. I don't want to deal with all of that afterwards. And people got a lot to say when you're not yourself.
Right.
And they think they know you.
Right.
And I'm like, I'm not putting myself in that position again. You should have just stayed home.
I think there's a hard shift that happens because for the majority of my life, I'm 30 years old now. It's been push through, push through, push through, push through. You have obligations. You made plans, you know, for Bunko specifically. It's all about numbers, like
that's
about who's coming. You know what I mean? If I bail last minute, it's going to screw up everyone's numbers.
That's a game night. You're not hosting an event.
I know, but with the way it's set up, you need to have a specific amount of people to actually play the game.
Right. Okay. So basically, you would have ruined everybody's night.
But I would have thrown things off, right? So I was thinking to myself, like, oh, I'll just push through. But then I got there and I felt like garbage. And I'm like, I think there's a shift when you reach 30 that you hit a wall and you're kind of like, if I'm not into it, I'm not into it. And I don't have to do anything that I don't want to do. And for a very long time in my life, I was doing things I didn't want to do just because out of principle.
Finally, you're finally getting it. You're starting to understand.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting older, Breezy. That's what it's about. Finally, you get to an age where you don't have to do anything you don't feel like doing. And you don't owe anybody an explanation.
Period.
People will ask you, well, why aren't you coming? It's not in me.
I don't have it in me.
The battery's low. I got to recharge.
100%. And I think that that is a valid excuse. It's just hard when you've set a precedent for so long in your life that you're always the one that shows up and then you don't show up. It's jarring and it's shocking for all.
Sure.
But I think it was just an important eye-opening realization. And it's not that I regret going. I just should have listened to my body and listened to how I was feeling.
And another thing, too, when you did go there, how many people were like, what's wrong?
Well, I mean, I kind of said like, hey, I'm not feeling great. I got my flu shot. I'm just not into it.
All right.
And I shouldn't be here. You know what I mean?
No, you shouldn't have not have been there. You should have been rotting in bed like you typically do Monday through Friday.
I know. It's one of my favorite things to do.
Okay. Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.